I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is From the Pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. Thin ice is a concern for angler safety and for delicate lake ecosystems. Well, the latest lake data shows that a changing winter climate may be resulting in more thin ice during Badger State winters. I'll share more details when we return, but first...
Make your next home improvement project easier with tools from Fleet Farm. Check out our wide selection of tools and hammer down on huge savings. Going on now. Save $160 on a Milwaukee M12 cordless 5-tool combo kit. Don't miss out. Find deals like this and more online at fleetfarm.com. Get it all in one stop at Fleet Farm, your hardware headquarters.
Welcome back. Maybe you haven't noticed, but the ice fishing season in Wisconsin is shorter than it used to be. Believe it or not, about 24 days shorter than it was in the 1970s. While the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources does not monitor ice conditions or ice thickness, numerous other groups around the Badger State do, and they have been for more than a century. Records for ice cover on Lake Mendota and Lake Monona in Madison, for example, are some of the oldest in the country, dating back to the 1950s, and that data shows how ice coverage continues to decrease. No lake is immune. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory has documented a significant decrease in ice cover on the Great Lakes, almost 22% less than just 50 years ago. That may sound like an issue solely for the frozen months. However, those icy conditions are essential to a healthy summer season. Lake biologists say the winter and corresponding frozen period helps reset Wisconsin lakes. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been From the Pages of Outdoor News. Read more at OutdoorNews.com.